Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 217 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. We're now an 80s show podcast, apparently. That's what it sounds like this week. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Follow us there. While you're there, sign up for our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. You'll be very glad you did. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. We do things there occasionally. Joining me for episode 217 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is Logan. He doesn't know anything about science, Barnes.
I know a lot about science, man.
And it's all wrong. Thank God we have a fact checker and one Ethan Macaroni.
Howdy-ho.
And James Stratt.
Hey.
Let's talk a little bit about Logan's science before we get going. Because the whole point of this episode is things that will always be funny.
Logan's point of view will always be funny.
Yeah. Like...
I have a very
ironic funny.
Ironic funny, yeah.
Not like Logan.
Like, just like, funny. Oh, man, that's hilarious. No, it's just, he's so clueless, it's very funny.
Thanks, very guys. Unintentionally funny.
We love to laugh at you, not with you.
I know.
Logan, if I see the table lift anymore, the bathroom is just right in there.
They would science.
No.
Do not flip that table.
Ew.
No, I'm glad I don't have to sit by you.
Wow. I'm sorry, Ian.
The first time since October. I bet it's huge.
Oh, man.
Huge.
Take like 30 minutes. You totally missed.
Yeah.
I did.
It's sad. This is the commercial break we're in for our 80s show.
Dad's been drinking again.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This is the Golden Mellow Hour.
Shut up.
No.
Every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m.
No, mute him.
No,
now.
It's fine. He just mutes himself usually.
He does like a Mellow Yellow stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
What was that? What is Mellow Yellow? What was the thing?
The Yellow 5?
Yellow 5.
Yellow 5.
See, that's...
Yellow 5 fever.
That's the thing that's always funny.
That'll make your weenie small.
Stupid things you believed as a kid.
I know.
It'll mess you up, man.
Kids are so
dumb.
Can't
drink anything with Yellow 5 in it.
Yeah.
Nope.
There was like a whole 2 week period.
Everybody.
I don't know.
Like, how did that myth
A friend
come
of
about?
Mine told me about it. He lived in Memphis. And his mom thought it was hilarious. She was like, y'all better stop drinking Mountain Dew. It's got Yellow 5. And we were like, what doesn't have Yellow 5?
Why as a 10-year-old are you worried about the longevity of certain things? I mean,
I don't know, Logan. Why were you?
Yeah. I want to know.
I didn't drink Mountain Dew when I was a kid. So
yeah. Me either. I drank Dr. Pepper.
He drank a lot of coffee. It stunted a lot of his growth.
Yeah.
I'm like 6'3", guys. Like,
and it made him really had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Okay.
All right, so. Here's what we're going to do. We're talking a little bit about a Facebook group before we start talking about our topic this week, which is things that are always funny. Like, we'll get to there in a minute. But
is this Mega Man?
No, it's not. It's Proton Blaster Guy.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's really not. It's, like, really not that at all. So, on
Played
Wednesday.
That game.
Yeah, that game.
7.5 out of 10. Too much water.
Too much water.
too much water. On Wednesdays over at Jugheads Incorporated, we're going to start announcing what we're talking about every week. So next Wednesday, you'll go over there and you'll hear what it is we're going to talk about.
That way we have a heads up on what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It serves a purpose for everyone involved. So just get everybody in check. That way everybody knows. Saves a lot of last minute planning. Go do that. Get into our discussions. Great. If you listened to episode 216, you found out about the major fail that was when we started this, and it's over there, and then the episode wasn't there. So sign up for Jugheads Incorporated. Lots of great conversation that you don't want to miss out on. Good stuff.
I hear you.
It's always funny over there.
Yep.
Too.
Shut up, Logan.
What?
I concur.
No.
There's really not much you can do, bud. I mean...
Yeah, put your phone down all sad-like. Yeah. Frown. Hang your head low. Cry a little bit.
Oh, you gonna cry? You gonna squirt some? You gonna cry?
You gonna cry? I can fix that.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, literally, all it has to do is come on. So Logan has this thing.
Mom's spaghetti.
Logan has this thing where, and it's not just Logan, but we all have this thing where it doesn't matter what it is, and it doesn't matter if it's even good. There are things like this. That are always funny.
He looks calm, spaghetti, to drop bombs, but he keeps on spaghetti, but he wrote down the whole crowd. Spaghetti.
Wait, wait, wait. Wait, did you picture a crowd
throwing up spaghetti?
Saying spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Just,
spaghetti.
He loses, Logan's going to lose his spaghetti every time he hears this. And there are things that are always going to be funny for no reason, no matter when it is. Like, in 15 years, I have a feeling like Logan will probably not have thought about this mom spaghetti thing.
15 years,
and somebody's,
we could cook spaghetti and be like, hey, Logan, we got mom spaghetti. And he'll like,
mom spaghetti. So there are these things that are always going to be funny. But let's start with you, Logan. Since
Logan.
I can't help but think that this is probably like the theme song for Pastafarianism.
Oh, yeah.
Church of the
Flying Spaghetti Monster.
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Yeah.
So why is this always funny to you?
I don't know. It's just... I get this imagery in my head of like
people saying spaghetti.
I've seen the music video and like the movie where he like goes out to the rap battle, and like I'm just picturing spaghetti in all those places, and it just makes me lose it.
It makes you lose your what?
My mom's spaghetti.
Your mom worked real hard to cook you that spaghetti.
Yeah, quit losing mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. So, but like really, like what is it? Is it like a thought that you think about, or is it like the actual thing that's funny? I mean, like, what is it about it that's just so funny?
It just triggers these mental images that are hilarious, and I don't know, every time. It gets me every time.
Every time?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not even, like, really well done. I mean, like, listen. I mean, like, it doesn't even make sense.
You only get one spaghetti, Josh.
One noodle.
Spaghetti.
It's just always funny to you. Like, it's always going to be funny, I guess. Okay,
I guess.
So.
I don't, it's hard to explain funny sometimes. Like,
no, please explain funny.
What, you explain
what's
it,
so
it,
funny?
You've already explained a lot of other things that we had no idea about tonight.
I had no clue.
That we're not ever going to release to the public.
Oh, I will.
Or maybe we will. But, like, so what is it about it that's funny? And, like, why is it always funny? Just, like, really, to you.
Like I said, it puts those images in my head of, like, the crowd, like, waving spaghetti around, and I don't, it just...
Is it dry spaghetti, or is it like al dente?
Spaghetti. It's also, like cooked
it's spaghetti. No, it's ready.
Ready. Mom's spaghetti.
It's mom's spaghetti. It's ready.
Yeah.
But
I kind of like to picture sometimes it's...
Does it have the sauce already on it?
Yes, they are like saucy noodle hands.
Like toddlers? I mean, like...
Yes.
Like, or like grown men waving around mom's
spaghetti. I
just
see him like walk out on stage and just see this and like... Just a horrified look on
and
his face.
Then he starts rapping about spaghetti because that's all he sees.
Yep.
It's ready.
It's ready.
That's exactly right.
So, what other things do you find?
Mom jeans. Oh, wait. We have to leave that.
What other things do you find?
I'm sorry.
But accurate.
I mean, apparently fairly accurate. I'm sorry. Mom jeans.
So what other things do you find that could possibly be offensive yet funny? Always funny.
Look, my filter's off. I've been drinking.
It's fine. He's got a while to do this one. So.
Oh, geez. They
come back from that.
Yeah. There's no way I can't beat that. There's a lot of inside jokes that I have with my friends that we always
what
find
friends?
Funny. My friends from the other part of the country. You know.
What part of the country?
Slightly north.
Canada?
Tennessee?
North, North Montana?
It's not... It's like 2 minutes from me here.
Slightly north?
You got
her
friends
name is
up
Alberta
in Nikki?
And she lives in Vancouver.
Yeah.
She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover.
And it's spaghetti. That's what she cooks all the time.
She cooks mom spaghetti.
Oh. What if it's like in that episode of South Park where they cook dude's mom...
Oh, and the chili.
Yeah.
Scott Tenorman.
Scott Tenorman. Yeah, cooked him. Yeah. Anyway, so what's funny? Like the funny things. What do you find that's always funny?
What
inside jokes are they? Tell us these jokes.
Well, I had a friend of mine who...
Yes, give us your friend's jokes.
He would always laugh when you'd say the word cocktail weenie. like a little cocktail sausage.
There it is.
Like, okay. He would just lose it whenever you'd say that. It was kind of like mom spaghetti with me, but you could just be like, hey, dude, cocktail weenie. And
but I mean, like, that's generally funny, though. Like, there are probably a lot of people here like, okay, I've heard that mom spaghetti thing once, and it wouldn't. See, like, you can't even, I can't even mention it without you doing it. I mean, cocktail weenie, that is,
does he listen?
I don't know. Probably not.
Well, I'd just be like, cocktail
well,
weenie.
You are a terrible cocktail friend weenie. To cocktail us.
Weenie. He's an old high school friend. But
Well, we don't care about him.
Him or his cocktail weenies.
Yeah.
We have like, you know, just funny Halo videos from when we used to get together and play Halo that Reach funny. that would make us laugh. I mean, we have shared like YouTube videos we send back and forth that always remind us of funny things. Or
is there a meme that you always think is funny?
A meme that I always think is funny?
A meme.
A meme.
A meme.
A meme.
Well, I don't know too many of them memes, but...
people are stupid.
I enjoy memes in general. Like there will be some that'll be funny. And yes, others quite, but quite,
let's pause a moment to talk about your stupid stick things that you send in our group text.
The emoticons?
Yep. Those aren't emoticons.
They are emoticons.
Logan sends these elaborative, real dumb things instead of emojis because he has a potato phone. He can't send emojis. Yeah. And they're like,
he can send thumbs up, and that's about it.
Yeah. We can send you all kinds of stuff. You have no idea.
He would just, like just be a black box.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure out a way to like customize my own emojis to get on my phone. Like you guys could also see too.
Yeah.
It's not working. But so like you send these stupid things and you've got names for them. Sassy hand and all kinds of other. You find those funny and they're not funny.
I don't find them funny. I just use them to convey emotion.
Yeah, but I mean, where did you even get them?
Where did this come from?
Those emoticons are like typically used Eastern Asian emoticons. Like, yeah, they're used all the time because if you look at them, they consist of a lot of Japanese symbols. Like,
okay, so where'd you get them?
The internet. Like, they're a good way to convey emotion through text.
No,
that doesn't tell me anything.
It's a degree. Like your sparkly thing is a degree, a plus sign, and then.
I'll include some of these nonsensical things in the show notes, but I mean, this is just like, I just don't, they don't convey anything other than anger to me.
Yeah,
like,
they just get mad about it.
Yeah, like, I'm even okay with you sending the face photos of that gentleman that we know. instead, no, not Ian. I like the Ian face. That's funny to see.
Oh,
yeah, that's the one I've been trying to turn into an emoji because I think that's an appropriate emoji. You know, like hey,
saw you.
Hey, I mean, like it says a lot of things, but like your little sassy hand thing, just
sassy hand thing.
Yeah,
it's just shrug.
The shrug one really angers me. I'll say, like, I get unreasonably angry about
this. Why do you get unreasonably angry about
it? I don't know, because,
line.
I mean, it's almost because you used to be like asterisk, and then you put an asterisk, then you just type out shrug, and then close it with an asterisk.
And that's annoying, too.
I was like, well, number one, that's annoying. And then you started drawing it out.
Yeah, like, they've evolved. And did you do it again?
You did.
Oh, my God. You did it right now. Like, here's the thing. That took you well over a minute to do.
No, I just copy-pasted it from the other one.
Do you have a list of these that you keep
like on my notes?
Get a new phone. My God. Get a new phone where you can use emojis.
But emojis don't convey emotions.
Yes, they freaking do. I use the eye roll emoji for everything, and it really conveys how I feel about those stupid things.
You use that weird blushy emoji for a lot too.
Yes,
it doesn't convey a lot of emotion.
You know what's going to convey a lot of emotion?
I use Deadpool emojis.
He hates those.
I know.
Not that he could see them.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, that's why I hate them. So your stupid little flip hand things. Like, what about cat videos? Like the cat videos and like stupid things like that. Do is that always funny to you?
Why'd you just shake it?
So he's trying to undo
undoing
something.
Typing.
Yeah,
he's about to send another one. Yeah. I'm watching him.
He knows.
Logan, stop.
If you have to undo things to send, they're too long. It takes too much effort to do them. Hence the emoji.
He just sent one. Gosh, I don't know what that is.
It's like a shocked guy. He's like,
it looks
no,
like
that looks
some
like
dude
a
like,
shopping cart with boobs around it.
Yeah, it looks like a gal that has a really big schnoz.
Yeah. And no, some big knockers.
It looks like some weird dude with his eyes open really wide telling somebody to rise up. He's just holding his hand.
Rise on up, people. Rise on up.
It's the Night King from Game of Thrones. Telling all the
it looks people. Like...
Well, I will never use that one again.
It actually looks like...
So the fabulous guy looks like something else from Game of Thrones. And the shrug guy looks like Deadpool.
This.
Will you stop now?
This last one just looks like, not this last one, but the one before that just looks like someone has speckles on their testicles. That's what it looks like because it's just horrible.
Are you saving all this crap so people can make fun of him?
Oh no! It's gonna be in the show.
I don't find them funny. I use them to convey emotion. They're not meant to be.
What emotion did these possibly convey?
We're not getting any of the emotion that you're sending, so it's just like we just hate you for it.
It's just lost.
Yeah, the last one looks like Jon Snow.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, now I can't use any of them. Yeah. Great. Thanks, Ian.
Let's see. That other one looks like... Melisandre, when she took off her little thing the other day.
The shrug?
Yeah.
That's Melisandre taking off her little robe there to reveal that she's actually...
Gross. Ugh. I've never seen him.
I haven't watched this season. Don't ruin it.
It's gross. Anyway, so...
I didn't say anything.
Thank you. I'm fine with even that. So, like, memes, do you think, like, general memes are funny that other people think are funny? Like, because you have a different sense of humor than most people.
Sometimes I do. I mean, it's a sense of humor. I mean, it's patchwork. Some people may find something funny, and, you know, if there's a list of A, B, and C jokes, some people might find A and B funny. Others may find A and C funny.
Like, for me, I always think the
James is giving me this death stare because I did my shrug in Asterix as an action.
I think that, let's see, anatomically.
How am I supposed to convey actions through text, James? Like, am I supposed
to? You're not supposed to. Thank you. I mean, you're not ever supposed. You cannot convey any form of emotion with anything you send.
Here's a good way to measure the conversation. Do any of us send that crap?
Well, no.
There
you go.
It's not okay.
It is okay.
No.
Not okay.
No.
Anyway, we're talking about funny things, not things that annoy us.
Yeah. So for me, like...
Logan.
For me...
Thanks. Because I use emoticons, I am annoying.
It's not even really an emoticon. Oh, my God. You've turned this into... This is an episode about emoticons.
Yep. Now it's not even about what's funny. It's about emoticons. No.
So, like, for me... I really like stupid videos a lot, and they're not even like necessarily always funny, but the Animation Domination did like the Scientifically Accurate series.
Oh, those were funny.
Scientifically Accurate Spider-Man, Scientifically Accurate Ninja Turtles. A lot of people do not think those are funny because they're kind of gross, but I think that they're pretty funny.
Those are pretty funny.
Yeah. What are you doing with your thumbs?
I'm giving thumbs up.
He's emoting.
Yeah, I'm using emoticons in real life. It's called smiling, Josh.
I hope that there's someone out there that thinks that you're always funny, even when we don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just serves you right.
Now we can whisper bad things about him because his headphones are unplugged.
Okay, guys, let's all just, you know, mute him and leave.
Yeah.
I can hear you guys still. I'm in the same room.
Maybe we talk loudly, you can understand it. But so is there anything else that, like, a funny meme, a moment that you think about, anything like that, that you always find funny?
That
it's going to be funny every time. Because, you know, like, there are things that are funny sometimes. Like, James showed me this video before we got going tonight.
Which I didn't really think was funny that time. But earlier today, the first time I watched it, I was like, huh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's this.
But my brother laughs at it constantly.
There's this little like, poodle pig, like.
It's teacup pig.
Whatever. Like,
he's twerking.
Stupid. He's twerking to the Rihanna work, 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 work song. And it was funny. Like. It was legitimately funny. It probably won't be funny next
time. It'll never be funny again.
No, but like...
But it was funny that one
like,
time.
Like, the hamster on a piano video is hilarious to me every time. Hamster on a piano. I don't know why. It's just funny to me every time.
The scene in Napoleon Dynamite where he backs over the Tupperware makes me laugh so hard every time.
Doing it.
That is the best scene in that whole movie. That and it's only funny. Like 10
I don't know.
Seconds.
I don't know. Like, there's so many weird, awkward moments in that movie that are always funny to me. Like usually when you rewatch a movie, for me, like that movie is funny, but like the Benchwarmers. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, Benchwarmers is very funny.
Like in the first part of the movie where David Spade says, "I ticked it." Like that is just hilarious to me for some reason. Like the whole build up and then "I ticked it" is stupidly funny to me. I don't know why.
That movie was just actually funny. There's a lot of Happy Madison stuff that falls flat, but
that one didn't.
That one did not fall flat. It was
not at all.
Funny.
I mean, that was a funny movie.
It's funny because normally the Happy Madison movies that are funny are the ones that don't have Adam Sandler in it, like Grandma's Boy.
Oh yeah.
And Benchwarmers.
Oh yeah. There are
maybe,
a lot of
maybe it's because it's Adam Sandler's not really that funny anymore.
Oh. Well, me and one of the guys at work have a theory about that. It's like Adam Sandler's humor has never evolved. It's the exact same as it was when we were kids. And when we were kids, Mom James and fart jokes
were hilarious.
Yep. Oh, I so whole. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And but now we're grown up and we're like, he didn't evolve with us. And no. So he stayed the same. And that's why he's not funny anymore.
Because usually in movies where he does not do that, he's pretty he's great.
His dramas are awesome.
Oh, like Punch Drunk Love.
Very
good
movie.
Oh, my God, what a good movie.
But I like Spanglish. I like that movie.
One of my favorite movies of all time, Adam Sandler, Don Cheadle, Rain on Me.
Oh, Rain on Me.
Oh,
yeah, that was a very good
God,
movie.
Oh, God, what a good movie. But, like, even in Pixels, it isn't just, like, fart jokes.
Yeah, it was a completely different kind
of
Sandler.
It's, like, a different kind of funny, and that stuff is funny to me. But, you know, really, like, he appeals to a whole different base, and it's like he didn't get the memo that he should have evolved, I guess, with his audience. I don't know. Like, he's still doing a lot of places the crap he did on SNL.
My name's Adam Sandler. What would you do?
James's Adele voice is always funny to me. I'll say that.
Adele!
It's always funny.
Oh, I just flew in!
And you just took one of mine. I was like, yeah, that
it's fine because in my mind, I picture James just like he is now, but with an Adele wig on.
And
in a dress.
Why am I in a dress?
I don't know, but every time I see it. Like in Madison Square Garden with a sellout crowd.
It's just me.
Turns around and it's James. Me. Glasses, beard,
no,
wig.
Yeah, like this get up right here, but with like
a pink dress.
But with Adele's hair on. Like
just turns around.
I'm Adele. Like,
hello, I'm Adele.
Because like it's like, oh, I've paid a lot of money in... Oh, that's actually Adele. That's oh,
just,
God.
It's just James.
That's like Adele with the auto-tune removed.
But, James, you know, are you Adele?
She's actually good.
Like Randy was Lord.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's like that episode of South Park. Yeah.
No, you mean episode season. That was like an ongoing joke.
La, la, la.
I am Lord. La, la, la. Yo, yo, yo. Feeling good on a Wednesday. Sparkling fresh. Give me the hope to go on.
That show's always funny.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a
South Park. South Park is always funny. It was funny at the beginning, and it's funny now.
Still funny.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep going until they offend someone so badly that they get pulled off air. That's what they said. That's why they dropped down to 10 episodes a season.
Yeah.
And they said that their goal is to become so offensive that they get booted off the air, and then they're done.
And they never have to do it
ever
again.
The funny thing about them is like they have basically made humor evolve. Because South Park is not as shocking now as it was, you know, 15 years ago when it started. You know, I mean, that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they have made humor evolve. What about you, James? What are things that are funny always to you?
There's some old stand-up. I mean, even though I'm going to get a little dark here, a little serious, but, you know, Bill Cosby and the whole...
Oh, man, Bill Cosby's, like...
Dad is great. Give us the chocolate cake. But the album, and
what
I think
was
it
in
was,
that cake, James?
It was the ingredient for breakfast. It was milk, eggs, flour. It's breakfast. But no, it was To My Brother Russell, Who I Slept With, was the name of the album. It was so funny. It's still funny. But just like old stuff like that, like Richard Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
A good Catholic boy, that stand up, his thing about. Men and women and the different kind of movies they like. His whole get up about that is like, you know, women would say, why can't men love a good romantic movie? And he was like, false. Men love a romantic movie. Certain kind, too. porno. Porno is the romance movie for men because it's a beautiful love story with the boring parts taken out. And I can't watch that stand-up without just dying laughing every time because he was a hilarious guy. Same thing with Robin Williams. I have all of his old stand-up.
I was going to say Robin Williams.
And Carla, like, that's my thing is I love old stand-up. Like, new stand-up's fine, but I have a collection of 80s and early 90s stand-up from when HBO started, you know, doing all that, and it's great. Every time.
It's always going to be funny.
Always funny. Those guys were ahead of their time. They were geniuses, and they're basically all missed.
Yeah. Like, Robin Williams, for me, his Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. Live on Broadway. Back in 2002, I believe.
Always going to be funny.
Hilarious.
It is going to always have me rolling anytime I listen to that.
My wife had never seen it until like 6 months ago. I was like, I said something. She's like, what? And it was a quote because something that he had said in the show fit our conversation. And so I quoted it. She's like, what? And I was like, you never heard that? She goes, no. And I was like, oh, sit down.
Yeah, you are watching this.
So I showed it to her, and she's like, oh, that was really good.
And a lot of his stuff, to me, is always going to be timeless. Like, Mrs. Doubtfire is just stupidly funny. Yeah. I mean, like, anytime I ever hear someone go, hello, I'm going to laugh.
Hello!
Because it's hilarious, and I see Robin Williams in his cake face.
Yeah. I mean, it's just always funny. I can imagine Logan doing that.
Yeah, I can, too. Logan, will you swede Mrs. Doubtfire for us?
Sure. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, we should swede. We talked about sweding movies. We never did it.
I know. I think we could do a swede version of Ghostbusters. It would be better than that one that's coming out not long from now.
We could swede BVS, and it'd be better, too.
Oh, we should swede BVS. Oh my God.
It's just like all five of us trying to be, or four of us trying to be in frame.
When did you learn to count?
Yeah.
Like, who's the fifth guy?
Is there someone you're seeing? Because
who's that guy behind James?
That guy.
Spooky.
Spooky.
Anyway. Can we just record like that?
No.
Record in the dark?
Yeah. No. Ian would ask me to scooch you away from him. So.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Ian, what about you? What do you think is always funny?
Monty Python.
Oh.
Will always be funny movies.
Big Dan was my introduction to Python.
Oh, man. They are always going to be funny.
Logan hates it. Look at him. He's like, it's stupid.
They were way ahead of their time. John Cleese is still freaking hilarious now. I mean, they are always funny.
What's wrong with Python?
I like Monty Python. Not going to say I don't.
All right. You can still be on the show.
The Holy Grail is just way, way, way overquoted. Like, it is
I get quoted to death.
Because it's funny.
Not really. No. Not like when you hear it 1,000 times, it ceases to be funny.
Okay.
It's one of those things that's funny, but not every time.
Well, okay, like the flesh wound stuff is quoted a lot.
Yeah, but there's other jokes that don't get quoted at all just hilarious.
Yeah.
There's also, like, the Knights of the Round Table song. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one, hilarious song. But when they did the anniversary back in 2002 or 2003, and they did the whole thing with Legos, I can't watch that video without laughing.
Yeah,
because it's the entire thing done with Lego God. They were the originators of the Lego movies.
Yeah.
And they cuts to that scene of the guy in the dungeon clapping. It's just a Lego guy. Just
oh, my God. That movie's funny.
Yeah. So, Monty Python stuff, you know, whether Logan agrees or not, the Life of Brian, all of those Spamalot, all of those are always going to be incredibly funny to me.
Do you know Life of Brian?
Yeah. Okay. No, I like that movie.
You like Meaning of Life?
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
You like that one? What about the show? What was it? Flying Circus?
Flying Circus.
Yeah.
Flying
Circus. No, there are some sketches from there that are great. I mean, I really like sketch comedy, so... That fit more than like their movies did for the most part.
Okay.
You're good. I also think Christopher Guest movies.
Oh my God. Christopher
Guest. Didn't like them when I was a kid, but now I love them.
Oh my God.
Never seen those.
Oh man. This is Spinal Tap.
Okay. No.
I was going to say, I'm sure you've seen them. You just don't know.
I didn't associate it. I'm about to say Spinal Tap.
It's really hard for me to decide which one is my favorite one. Because they're all
Best in Show is really good.
Best in Show is really, really super good. This is Spinal Tap is really, really super good.
Isn't A Mighty Wind one of his?
And A Mighty Wind is basically Spinal Tap, a different genre.
But
it was funny because it was the same guys that were in
Spinal Tap.
I will say,
doing a folk man.
One of my probably one of my all time favorite movies is a Christopher Guest movie, Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman was my introduction into Christopher Guest movies, and with our, you know, community theater background. Yes. Back when I watched it the first time, I was like, "Wow, this pegs
it's
community
spot
theater people
on.
Pretty well." So the jokes hit home. I thought it was really funny, and then, you know, introduced into other stuff that they had done. Best in Show, though, is to me it's between Best in Show and This is Spinal Tap, which is the pinnacle of their
funny. Spinal Tap.
And they're always funny.
Spinal Tap is
always something in those movies that's going to make you laugh.
And I always like that. And I can't remember her name.
Jail.
No.
Hello.
The young skinny girl that's always in Christopher Guest stuff. The one she plays the Dairy Queen girl from Waiting for Guffman. Parker Posey. She's from Laurel, Mississippi, man.
I'm
pretty sure she's from Laurel, Mississippi.
Here's a sad piece of trivia for you.
Okay.
Chris Farley's last movie was a Christopher Guest movie.
Was it?
Which one?
Almost Heroes. I had no idea that
was a Guest movie?
Yes, sir. He directed it.
I did not know he directed
that movie. Was hilarious.
I did not know that.
Is that the one with
Matthew Perry?
Yeah, Matthew Perry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was his last film. God, that's weird. I didn't realize that.
That movie,
For Your Consideration, is pretty freaking funny too. Oh man,
there's a lot of stuff from Almost Heroes that's always funny. Same thing with like Tommy Boy. There's stuff in Tommy Boy that just no matter what, you're gonna laugh at it.
Yeah,
that was like before you thought things were funny though, Logan. Right?
Yes.
Do you know who Christopher Guest is?
Well, now I do.
I mean,
you know,
I didn't know you found anything other than Mom's Spaghetti funny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thanks. Oh. No, I have a sense of humor.
You
it's
don't.
Just, it's different.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Cat videos to me will always be funny.
Cat videos to me are stupid.
The transform and roll out cat gif is the funniest thing. Every time you show it to me, it's Autobots transform and roll out Optimus Prime, and then this cat just like freaks out and rolls off the table, like rolls up in a little ball and rolls off the table. It is hilarious.
I hate cat videos.
Kitten Mittens from Always Sunny gets me.
Okay, that you get credit for that because it's Always Sunny. That is just freaking
funny. I'm not a fan of
cats like as pets. I think they're evil.
Cats are the devil.
Yeah, my father-in-law
says there are times where they are extremely funny.
My father-in-law says the best thing you can do for a cat
is run it over.
No, it's not. Is to take the cat, put it in a toilet, close the lid and flush. Then it won't want to live there anymore.
Aww.
I have not ever done that. Man. Just putting that out there.
I like cats.
There are
only
cats
better than dogs.
Two cats that I like, and they belong to Tanya. Right,
and they are
the
grossly overweight. And
no, just one of them is.
They will explode at some point.
One of them is grossly overweight, Rolly, and the other one is like just a hunter. Like he's always out bringing dead stuff up to the front porch.
I'm deathly allergic to them. Like I get into just miserable, complete eye
over
swollen.
Cats?
Yeah, just cats.
So now
just
I know
one,
your weakness, Batman.
Like a cat will, like if a cat sees me and rubs up on my bare leg, like the part where it rubbed up against me, the skin will swell.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's how large kind cats. Mainly the reason I don't like them.
Cat hair. pocket cat. We know Ian's weakness.
Yeah, it's my kryptonite cats.
It's like, did you put cat hair in my food? Are you trying to kill me?
My cat.
Dale Gribble is always funny.
Dale Gribble is always funny.
I'm on season 5, guys.
Oh, my God.
I just saw, what was the last episode I watched?
King of the Hill.
Let's see. Dale was told he could no longer be an exterminator. So he started firing people. Yeah,
and he's great at it. You're fired. Oh my God, that's such a great episode.
I'm gonna give you 5 minutes to give me 4 reasons why you should stay here. You're fired.
Oh my God, it's so great. Dale Gribble.
There's a YouTube video that no matter how many times I see it or show it to people, I always crack up laughing, and it's a YouTube video called Drinking Out of Cups, and it's not the two girls and one cup.
Yeah, that's not a cup you want to drink out
of. This is an animated lizard that is animated over this recording of apparently, I think the stories that I've read is some dude that had taken acid or some kind of hallucinogenic at a party. Yes. And
we'll watch it when we're done.
He was pulled up. He's in a closet basically talking about things that he is seeing, and they animated this lizard over that audio, and it's one of the funniest things.
Oh, it's kind of like Axe Cop.
Yeah.
Okay. Like where they just
it's called drinking out
animate
of cups.
This kid's stuff.
It's yeah, I typed in just drinking on YouTube, and it was the first thing that pulled up.
I laugh every time I see that one.
Josh.
And it is quotable. Very quotable.
For me,
what makes you the giggles?
Robin Williams, man.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Williams. Like I will say that when he died, I was driving over to Florence and to go to a meeting, and I had to like physically pull my car over. Like I had to stop on the side of the road just because it, oh man, it
yeah, really that one hit.
Yeah, bad, because he never had a miss for me. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything.
Even the movies that people thought weren't good, I was like, no, it's just him doing something different.
Yeah, it's RV. Him being different.
Do what? Yeah.
RV.
Oh, come on. It's a family. It's a PG, it's family, a PG movie. Family movie. Yeah. To a kid, that movie was probably hilarious. And yeah. That's what I took that as. I was like, look, he has kids. He's doing it for his kids.
Logan, what did you think about RV? You watched it probably because you were like four.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't the funniest movie. No, but
I just thought it was hilarious that the director had a cameo in that movie.
Yeah.
Every time the RV drove by, that was Barry Sonnenfeld on the side of the bus going, ah!
Robin Williams, he's always going to be funny. And like I know there are a lot of people who just don't get Seinfeld, who don't like Seinfeld. For me, that is almost a perfect series because it's always funny.
Yep.
Every episode is funny.
There's something funny in every episode.
It's,
yes,
it's
I agree.
Always going to be funny.
Logan is wrong about it.
Yeah. And for me, like now...
He's just too young. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. For me now, Modern Seinfeld on Twitter is freaking hilarious. If you do the Twitters, which you should look for Modern Seinfeld, where these people give you like every day... a modern story of Seinfeld. Hold on, and I'll read one. How Seinfeld would be perceived today, how you could do Seinfeld today. Why don't you like Seinfeld, Logan?
Yeah, I've seen the Modern Seinfeld Twitters, but it's not that I don't like Seinfeld. I just don't find it as immensely funny as you guys do.
Well, it's because you're five.
Yeah.
It's from a different time. You wouldn't get it. I mean,
I get some of it, and I chuckle at some of the jokes, but it's not like I'm constantly guffawing or like finding something super hilarious in every episode. You know,
I don't know if anybody's ever guffawed.
When George falls for a Twitter bot, Kramer claims he once catfished himself. Jerry, how's that even possible? Kramer, oh, I'm good, Jerry. I'm good. Yeah.
What's the Twitter handle? Because there's like 10.
The actual one is @SeinfeldToday. What if Seinfeld were still on the air? Tweets by Jack P. Moore and Josh Goldman. And they are really, really good. Jerry refuses to go to a cash-only dinner. Jerry, they've seen the credit card. They know the credit card. It's time to accept the credit card. Yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, great. Like Lambert's.
Yes.
In Sykeston, yes. Missouri, who yes. refuses.
Yes.
To update to take debit or credit cards, cash or check. Who has either?
Yeah. There was a good one I saw the other day that was, let's see. It was about George and dating apps. What was it? Oh, man, it was really good. But, oh, yeah. George rejects a Tinder girl when all her photos feature multiple girls. Elaine, what if she's the pretty one? George, how naive can you be, Elaine? Yeah, it's great. Oh, man. Oh, I love Modern Seinfeld. It's funny stuff. Funny, funny stuff. But Logan hates Seinfeld.
I don't hate Seinfeld. You guys attribute disliking to hating.
You hate everything.
Yeah, you do hate everything, Logan.
I know it's not funny.
What?
Deadpool. That wasn't funny.
No, that movie's still funny.
Logan, that movie. That movie is going to be funny.
Last week, and it was still funny.
That movie is going to be funny every time I watch it, Logan. There's going to be something funny in that movie every single time.
I've seen the opening of that movie because of checking theaters. I've seen that opening like so many times because Tupelo still has it.
Oh my god!
Tupelo still has Ride Along too.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So
poor Tupelo.
That's where movies go to die. Yeah.
But so I've seen the opening to Deadpool so many times, and it's still hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. That was genuinely funny.
Yep, Logan's just wrong.
Yeah,
whatever.
We still love
Shrug
you.
Guy.
Oh my god! Oh. I want to slap your Shrug guy in the face. Oh my gosh!
Call back to
it. So for me, Seinfeld is always funny. There's a comedian. What's his name? He is terrible. Oh my god!
Logan Barnes. So
no, Stephen
Dane Cook.
No,
I like Dane Cook. Yeah, I said it. How about Stephen Lynch?
Stephen Lynch
is funny.
Oh, yeah, he's
Stephen
funny.
Lynch is...
He's
Stephen
that guy I played
funny.
For you guys on the way back from Kentucky.
Did you play him the coat hanger song?
I played him the newer album, like the folksy album where he does the song about Tennessee and...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Stephen Lynch is
Lion,
really...
I think is what it's
as
called.
We were driving through Tennessee.
Stephen Lynch, like... bred people like Daniel Tosh,
yep.
which I do find funny occasionally.
Sometimes. Tosh is not always
Tosh
funny.
Tosh used to be always funny, and then, like, he just, I don't think he wants, I think he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm tired of this. Just whenever I offend someone so bad, Comedy Central's like, you're done. I'll be okay with it.
They're doing the same thing that South Park.
Yeah, I think so. But Tosh used to be really
but
funny.
But South Park is still good, so.
Yeah, and Stephen Lynch can actually sing, so listening yep. to his stuff is actually pretty good. But he's very offensive. A lot of people do not find him funny. And
yeah, Special Ed.
Oh my gosh!
Movie. That song's hilarious.
I love Stephen Lynch. So, and you know, I mean, humor and is not about taste. You can have great taste and find horrible things funny.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
I like Kevin Smith movies.
They're great.
There's things in, well, I wouldn't say in his new stuff because he's gotten into like this horror kick now. But
what's the new one? It looks to be interesting.
Oh, Yoga Hosers?
Yes, Yoga Hosers.
That's the second movie in the True North trilogy.
Uh-huh.
It's based on the two girls from the like 30-second convenience store scene in Tusk. It's based on those girls.
Yeah. I didn't see Tusk, but I heard it was okay if you like Kevin Smith.
It's really, really, really long-winded.
Tusk is weird. Like,
well, he's weird.
It's a weird movie, but I enjoyed it. Like, immensely enjoyed it.
There's a lot of it where it's like not funny on purpose.
It's like, not a funny movie.
No, it's not intended to be funny.
If you can sit through it. I mean, it wasn't bad, like, but it was not my
favorite.
Well,
I mean, and Kevin Smith, like, get ready to censor me.
Bob Dean.
Because he was like, you know, Kevin Smith would say, you know, somebody, it's the same kind of movie where somebody can walk up and go, that movie was great. And he'll be like, wait. Isn't it? And they'll be, or somebody else will be like, that movie was Bob Dean. Up. And he'd be like, isn't it? You know, it could go either way.
You censored the wrong thing.
Bob Dean.
There's two.
Bob Dean.
Three.
Four.
Bob Dean.
Well,
Bob Dean.
I guess I better do it.
Just a big, long, Bob Dean.
You know, there's probably a lot of people that don't think we're funny, but for like the four people who do listen that think we are, thanks, Eric Lemon.
And I bet there's somebody who laughs every time there's a donut or a Mom Jeans.
We don't
like,
do
that's
donuts
their
no more.
Hey, the donut shop is closed.
I know, but still.
We now are in the business of making Mom Jeans.
We're in the jean business, sir.
Why are all our fans named Eric?
I don't know.
That's funny.
They should start a podcast.
Yeah, the Erics.
Eric Squared. I don't know. E equals MC squared. One of them should be an MC.
E equals MC hammered.
That's what they should do. And they should
just get drunk and record
a
show.
I think it would be funny because they do seem to be totally different people.
Yep.
Just from what I can tell on the internet.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so go do that show. It's probably going to be better than...
wow, so going to say it.
Mom Gov, jeans are great. I just
Gov Mom Jeans. That
he's had
Mom Jeans.
He's had ample time to get this
Mom Jeans
fixed. So.
Yeah, that's true. We're giving him a good long mop.
I got snot in my throat. I'll say whatever I want. So I don't know. I mean, like,
we're funny. Whenever I'm with you guys, I always laugh.
Yeah, aww. It's all
because we're not you, Logan. You're
Mom Jeans,
but we're funny.
Logan, you're funny sometimes. You don't fall into my always funny category. because you want to be funny so desperately. You seek our approval so badly. And I know that, like,
because you're like our little brother.
Yeah, I know, like, the one time that I miss so much about Matt, because Matt would just look at you like, why are you alive sometimes after the things that you would say, because you tried so hard
I'm full of puns, guys.
Puns are not funny.
Puns are great.
Let's just lay that out right here on the battlefield of funny.
He really is like Bobby Hill, because he's all about prop comedy and puns.
Prop comedy.
I gotta agree with Logan. Puns are always good.
Puns are good. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It depends on your punniness.
Hey, you know what else is good?
What?
Deez Nuts.
Josh, you love puns because Bob's Burgers is one of your favorite.
I do love puns, but you know why? That's a funny pun. H. John Benjamin is James.
Oh, I wrote a burger name with a pun. Yeah, it's not funny, Josh.
I will kill you while you sleep.
I'll kill him while he's awake. Why wait?
Wow, murderers. No because wonder that you don't
way,
find me funny.
That way, right almost when he's dead, maybe he thinks it was that guy that was hanging around outside his window that night. Leland. So
Wait, what? This is a story I want to hear.
No, you remember from the Scary Stories episode where he had that guy that was hanging out outside his window.
The weird
outside
silhouette
window.
Outside the window.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Go back and listen to Spooky Stories. You'll get it.
Episode 118.
Yeah.
That's like 100 episodes ago.
It's not 118. I just said a number.
We weren't like, even on then. We
Logan, you did, you just made up a story and submitted it to the show. Good for you, Logan. No. Let's see. Puns are okay. Like, I really do like dry humor. Like, Jim Gaffigan. I love Jim Gaffigan just because he is very self-deprecating and it's very dry. But, like, Logan, whenever he does something a la Jim Gaffigan-esque, he's just like...
I think it's because he doesn't whisper. I'm like, why is he saying that?
Well, sometimes that's dumb. But, like, you have, like, this wind-up, like a super bases loaded wind-up for all your puns. Like, guys, get ready. I've got this pun coming. Woo! And then it just...
Swing and a miss.
It snap into a tree limb. It's just not great.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes Logan will... take the conversation hostage and steer it in a specific direction. So
just to get a pun.
Just to get a pun. Yeah.
That is why I don't like these stupid face things. Because you do the face, it takes you as long to do the face things as it does to get a pun. Like I think you have a pun notebook, don't you? Where you're like, here's this pun that I'm gonna use whenever whenever someone says this key. Do you have like an Excel spreadsheet of puns. This word equals this pun?
No, I
because
don't.
It kind of seemed like it.
No.
Give us your best pun.
Well, you can't just... Puns have to come naturally, man.
Your mom's a whore.
What?
You have a pun, but I'm just playing.
You're definitely not getting cake now. No, I'm going to make sure she listens to this episode.
No, that's not going to be there.
You get his piece of cake, no. So...
Can I get cake?
I'm just saying, like, you have a pun for everything. Like, it seems like you, of all people, you're the Punisher. See, that's your puns. Like, that's your kind of puns. Do you see, like, puns and, like, write them down and, like, I'm going to use this pun?
He's like freaking A Beautiful Mind. Like, he's seeing, like, equations, it's just puns.
You know that movie was grossly inaccurate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I emailed that guy once. He responded.
Russell Crowe?
John Nash, not Russell Crowe. Yeah, then he beat me up in a bar.
I was gonna say, did he beat you up with a telephone?
He came through the phone and beat me in the face. No. No, you
making movies, making music, fighting around the world.
I really hope that Russell Crowe's new movie is as good as I want it to be. No, but
he's got a new movie?
The one with
The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
With what's his
next
face?
Weekend.
I know. No, but like your puns are this is going to be recorded, so
you're
going
to be a great dad because you've got dad jokes. If only you could talk to
dad
a woman.
Dad jokes are funny.
There are certain things you're going to have to do to accomplish that. Like, say hello to a woman. That would be a good start. But, like, I'm going to admit here on the internet where it will be recorded and heard for all of time that sometimes your puns make me chuckle. Not like full out guffaw, but like...
That's the second time that word's been used in this podcast.
Like the third, because I asked, well, would anybody would ever do that, and I've never, fourth time, guffawed.
I'm ready to James, that was guffawful.
No. Okay.
Well, we just witnessed
that. Is that like a guffaw right? With there a waffle?
There.
Put some syrup on that guffawful.
There it was, folks.
There it was.
It's not going to get any worse than that.
No, it's not. So let's just get the...
Mom Jane.
Got to hear while we still can.
Mom Jane.
Yeah. Should we do Mega Man or the keyboard sound? You guys pick.
I like the keyboard. We'll do keyboard.
We'll just do both.
Mega Man.
He's typing
real quick. Super type.
Type, 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 type.
I have to program this robot right now.
Todd Habercorn has nothing on you. You're just like, hi, and can be a great voice. Eat it, Sean Schimmel. You're horrible at life. So,
I heard you're at Bob Dane.
No, you didn't hear. Oh, you did hear.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, he did not get to witness it firsthand.
It was my wife's birthday, so I did not feel the need to leave her at home.
It's fine. If there are any more
Bob Dane
people, you will see them in person at Mississippi Comet people.
No, Ernie Hudson's a nice guy. I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
But Sean Schimmel just spirit bombed us with a ball of pure
Bob Dane
hole, so.
Gross.
Ball of pure Bob Dane.
I'll get my mask and wear it so that I don't have to be around. I've got to work Monday.
Yeah,
anyway,
I go to work.
Work. So if you have funny things, okay, here's the thing.
What's always funny?
Us. But what you should do is you should find, if you have like YouTube videos, send us those because we want to know. And we'll tell you whether or not they're funny.
Well, I don't think we are properly authoritative to judge that.
We're on a podcast. We get to determine what's funny. That's just how the world works.
If you idiots can't figure out how to put it out on the internet, then let us, your overlords, tell you what to do.
Yeah.
So Eric and Eric, send us your YouTube videos.
Sheeple.
Did you call them sheeple?
Sheeple.
I hate that word.
But it's always funny. Sheeple is a funny word.
No. It's just sad.
You are a sheeple.
No.
What do you do with your money?
I spend it on wool.
Sheeple. And robots.
Yeah, and robots.
Wool and robots. And
robots.
I've never seen you in a sweater.
I don't wear sweaters.
Never mind. That's too mean.
I saw some I saw some jorts today, and I almost took a picture to send to you.
I have jorts. Why would you send me a picture of jorts?
Just because in case you wanted some more jorts.
You send me pictures of flan all the time for some reason.
Because you like flan. You're the only person I know that like... this whole podcast is about things that are you may think are only funny.
I've never had flan.
You've never had... Oh, my God. Flan is delicious.
Logan is the only person who I know that feels that way about flan.
Custard.
It's weird Hispanic custard with weird stuff
on... Real smooth and delicious and got a little bit of honey on it.
You ever thrown up Jello?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that taste in your... Like, that feel of it in your mouth as it's coming?
Just picture that with cream.
That's what flan feels like.
Oh.
It's gross.
So gross.
Yeah, so send us your stuff if you think it's...
Do you remember the movie Envy? About... it was Ben Stiller and Jack Black?
Yes.
That whole movie was about flan. Yeah, if you never watched it.
Oh,
and making poop go away, but you know, flan was in there a lot.
A lot of people don't think Jack Black's funny, but I think he's hilarious.
You know what
hilarious.
We didn't talk about being funny?
What?
Farts.
Farts are funny.
Farts are...
I did ask my...
Corndogging.
Corndogging is funny.
Oh, it's not to the corndoggy. Wait, hold on.
Oh,
let me see.
God.
Chester, where
Chester
are you?
At?
Where are you, Chester?
Let me get him. I don't remember what I labeled that corn dogging sound.
Corn dogging sound.
I think the official name was corn dogging with an apostrophe. Even
my favorite thing to write in a script ever has been corn dogging sound.
It's just the sonic noise.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No.
No.
It's the corn dogging.
It is the corn dogging sound.
I'm pretty sure it's the sonic noise.
Pretty sure you're wrong. James.
You're wrong.
Chester should come back and visit us.
He should. Yeah. He has puns. He's got mustard puns.
I'm surprised he didn't show up at Captain America.
I thought about Chester this week.
Did you see the stupid cat tail?
Yes.
Like, I found a corn dog growing in the wild.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that.
So dumb.
It's dumb.
I thought Logan posted it.
I would have. That is something that I would have done.
Put mustard on it.
Did you do that?
No, it wasn't
he
me.
Did.
Because it did show up locally for me, and I didn't even think about it. But
taste awful, no matter how much mustard.
In my mind, I really want some.
You would have tried to eat them.
In my mind, I want somebody to really eat that, just because it's
Logan.
Take a big old bite out of the cattail,
Logan. I'll give you $5.
$5? Oh my God, that's like $4 more than I'm usually offered to do stupid stuff.
There you go.
For
Bob James.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh-wee.
The dumbest thing I ever did for a dollar was eat a packet of that, the stuff you pour in a bottle of water to flavor it. I just took that and it was white tea flavored.
Cocaine?
So it was awful. It's
cocaine.
Why are you deleting? Why are you deleting? Hey, don't do that. I'm trying to find the Chester sound.
He's still looking for it.
I am.
There it is.
Thanks, James.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Well, I would say now it's time for That's My Jam, but I don't have
got a jam.
I don't have the iPod, the iPad. That is another thing that I did not mention that I always think is funny. On that skit in Saturday Night Live, Jason frickin' Sudeikis on the What's Up With That skit, where this sounds like it comes from, Jason Sudeikis will always jump from out of the frame in this red and white tracksuit with this Jufro and just be like running in place with his face. And like CJ and I have always called it the running man. Like
it's not the running man.
Oh, but it is, because when he went and did the SNL tour in New York last year, they had all these costumes, like just, oh, this is a costume, and it's Jason Sudeikis, running man.
Well, I'm saying that's not the dance, though. That's not the proper running man.
Hey, I know that is not funny. Harlem Shake was kind of funny, but the running man is not funny.
No.
Jason Sudeikis isn't as funny.
Have
you seen the Running Man videos?
I've seen the Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, it was not funny.
That movie was not funny.
It was intense.
Hey,
and punny and one-liners.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Let's do this now. I have to pee.
Logan.
What's your pee?
In the mouth.
Jam.
What's my pee in the mouth jam? I don't know.
Logan. Logan. Do not make me insert that into this podcast. Folks, if you'll do me a favor and listen to the end of this show.
Oh, yes.
Got a little surprise for you. It's like the Marvel after credits scene.
I don't know what's going on.
Continue on. Continue.
I don't really have a jam yet.
Like, I don't really have a jam.
What is your jam?
He just hit puberty right here.
Puberty, that's his jam.
I just hit jam.
I really don't.
The ball dropped on episode 217.
Doom not your jam?
Doom was fun, yeah. I enjoyed it.
You already done with it?
Yeah, I beat it.
Oh, okay.
Beat it in like 2 days.
Because he's got no life.
No, I just really enjoy Doom.
He has no life. He has no life. No.
No, I'm here, aren't
I'm
I?
I'm sorry, people. I've been very rude and burpy tonight.
Yeah. What is your jam?
Yeah, jam it.
I haven't thought of a jam.
Jam it in there.
I guess the Dark Souls board game Kickstarter.
That was your jam last time.
I know, but
for 2 weeks.
It's funded now.
Logan, going to take 4 years for you to get that. It cannot be your jam every week until it comes out.
It will be. That's my mission now.
No, that's not your jam.
New jam. Real jam. Go.
Give us a real jam.
Stop it. I haven't.
New jam, real jam, go!
You're putting me on the spot. I'm panicking. Puns are my jam.
Oh my god,
puns are my jam. That's right, James.
That's not your jam.
You are stupid.
Sit and spin.
Is this gonna? Just gonna focus on me for this whole section?
It is your jam.
Until I give you an adequate jam. I guess the flan that I had at
mediocre.
That I had at lunch today was pretty.
Why do
jammy.
You like flan so much?
I just like the taste of it.
You like the mouthfeel? Does it have good mouthfeel to you?
I guess.
All jiggly and curdly, kinda.
It's not curdly. It's very smooth.
It's white too.
That's some smooth vomit.
Throw.
It can be yellow. Flan can be yellow as well.
Do you wake up and see some in your bed?
No.
That's not flan.
That's a dream.
Ian, what's your jam?
Stop eating that.
My jam of the week.
Good night, everybody.
My jam of the week is Civilization 6 was announced this week. So.
I love Civ.
I've never played it.
You have never played Civ?
4X games are fun. One of the cool features that I saw that they were actually going to finally insert in this is the cities
as they sprawl out will actually take up tiles, so it won't be like
that makes sense.
Yeah. So the cities will grow and take up land space and all this other stuff. Tiles.
Logan, do you not like Civ?
I've never really played a Civ, so
fun. If you like space stuff, there's a Civ called Endless, or a 4X game called Endless Space. Well, that's really
didn't
fun.
They just do like a Civ space game? I played
Alpha Centauri.
Okay.
Yeah. Or no. I think Alpha Centauri was the one they did like many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Beyond Civilization.
Yeah, Beyond. Like, yeah. I played that one like at a friend's house, but
I heard it was mediocre. Right.
Mediocre.
It wasn't spectacular. But
Civ 5 is...
I've never sat down and like played a proper...
Okay.
Civ 5 is one of the best 4X games I've ever played.
Civ is a great game.
Awesome.
Great game. Jamez.
Mine is going to be like very, very Apple-y. Because last week, like on a Tuesday, my wife's phone just up and stopped working, started flashing the Apple logo, and I worked on it for a couple hours, couldn't get it to do anything, took it to the Apple store. He was, the guy I talked to was like, hey, we're going to try it on this thing. He goes, oh, that didn't work. Let me go try it over here on this thing. He goes, that didn't work either. Here's your brand new phone. Have a great day.
Yep.
Was in and out in less time than I thought it was going to be. I had an appointment at like 4:50 in the afternoon. Got there an hour early. The guy, they were like, hey, that's not a problem. We'll go ahead and put you on the list. Was out before it was time for my actual appointment.
What I love about the new redesign of the Apple stores is that there's no Genius Bar anymore.
Nope.
There's this big, huge screen that's like the size of the store, $1.5 million. They've added like double the amount of table space that they have. And... that's not your gym. And the tables, did they show you the, like, oh, wave your hand over this part of the table and the thing pops up?
And it popped up. I was like, oh, that's cool.
I love the new redesign of the Apple Store. Super good gym.
But, yeah, the guy that that helped us out, he was super friendly, like, did it real quick. He kept apologizing because he was like, I'm sorry this is taking so long. I'm like, dude.
It's like, have you ever been in a retail store? This is awesome.
Yeah. And I was just super happy with it because the guy, like, he asked me, he goes, so what's wrong? And I hit the power button. It just started flashing the logo.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, well, let's see if we can get that fixed. He goes, how long have you had the phone? I said, about a month. He goes, if I can't get it fixed, you're walking out with a new one. I said, awesome. Thanks, dude.
Yep, they're great.
And in and out, less than an hour.
Gotta love the Apple Store.
Yeah, Apple.
And it was packed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Apple, give us free 5G.
Yeah, we actually stumbled upon that store the first day it was open.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't even mean to. That's where the new Apple TV came from. Like, we didn't go in there with the... I went in there to buy my watch band because they came out in the new bands.
Yeah.
They were like, Apple TV. Yeah, anyway. God, it's good stuff. So... I'm going to have to restart.
What's your jam?
We're going to have to restart it because we went so long.
Because Logan didn't have a jam for 30 minutes.
Logan, why didn't you have a jam, bud?
My jam are the emoji guys.
No.
The emoticons.
No.
Not a real jam.
Invalid.
Invalid.
Josh, what's your jam?
Let's see. My jam of the week is an app. It's called Waze.
I've been using Waze for about a year now.
I love it. It's a great little GPS. You put it in, you're like, hey, I need to go here, and it helps you get there. And it also gives you real-time traffic updates.
Yes,
and
does.
You know that they're real-time traffic updates because they're provided by users
by
in the area.
Other people.
Yes. And it is freaking great. I highly recommend.
Anytime I have to go through Nashville, I look, and people are like, there's a wreck here. Traffic's backed up to here. I suggest taking this road.
It has cut 5 minutes off of my commute every morning.
Oh, wow.
And that makes
a difference.
Makes a big difference.
That makes a coffee difference.
Yeah, it does. And I'm really happy with it. And it's fun. It's a great little interface. If you do a lot of commuting, if you do a lot of driving, you're going on a trip, I highly recommend you download it and use Shaquille O'Neal as your
guide. I was
going to
say,
guide.
Is he still on there?
Oh, yeah. Barbecue chicken alert. Turn me off. Yeah, he's great. I love the big check. I put on Twitter the other morning, he's not the big Aristotle, he's the big Galileo, because he gets you where you need to be. He's awesome. Logan, that's a butthole. What is that you've put on the...
It's a guy shouting and waving. He's like, hey.
That's a butthole.
Oh, snap. They got T-Pain on there today.
On Waze?
On Waze. Oh. T-Pain has been added.
Boop, boop, boop. Gonna be downloading that because I like T-Pain. Although it does not really know where my house is, which is weird. It shows my house not. It shows my house in the middle of the road.
Yeah,
which is kind of weird. But I don't want to tell y'all where my house is, so I just don't put it in there. Alrighty, so that's what we talked about. We talked about stuff we thought was funny. We want to hear what you think is funny. Even if you don't think anybody else thinks it's funny, let us know over at JustUsGeeks.com and Facebook, Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Please join our Facebook group. It is better than any other mediocre geek and pop culture group you could be in. There you go. What?
We're better than mediocre.
What are you saying? Are you going to say something? Logan, you look like you're going to say something. You're like, you got all close to the mic and you look like you're going to say something.
He just wanted to lick it.
Tastes like crayon. Gross. Probably sneezed on that one. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from text, transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all the times over at the old JusticeGeeks.com. My God, stop defiling this equipment.
I'm just holding the mic.
No, you're just Bob Dane the mic.
What?
Like excuse me. You're Bob Dane ing the mic.
Did the mic just wake up? Did it have to go
Bob Dane?
No. This is horrible. You guys have painted me in such a ridiculous light.
Oh, it's all going to get mom jeans out.
I hope.
You did it to yourself.
It did it to your mama.
This is the most inappropriate music to go along with.
It's so happy.
Oh, he needs like a toy piano to come in. Oh, there it is. Did you play the xylophone in band?
This has been the Golden Mellow Hour.
He played it.
Your listenership, and we'll see you again
next
week.
Can you hit the mute button? Just turn him off.
No, he says stuff I can make fun of later.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
High five.
Yeah, buddy. Ian's got to go to the potty.
Yeah, I got
to
pee really bad.
We've partaken in quite a few.
He's about to go enjoy the Golden Mellow Hour.
No.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.